This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
An amazing story of a sheikh who read the entire Quran with his wife 156 times, cover to cover, complete khatma. And when he explained how he did it, he said, when we first got married, we made the commitment. We want the Quran to be the foundation of our life, the foundation of our household. And like many things in life, sometimes if we get too excited in the beginning, we make, you know, big goals, big objective, we're going to do this amount. Sometimes it's too much, we do it for a little bit and then we leave. So they made the amount, not too much, which is 2 rubas a day. And 2 rubas, you know, 5-6 pages, not too much. But so we're going to be consistent with it. And sure enough, they were consistent. If they're reading like that, that means every 4 days they're going to read a juzu. That means they're going to finish the Quran every 120 days. Every 3 months they're going to finish the Quran. They'll finish the Quran 4 times each year. And if you reflect on the numbers now, 156 khatmas. Read the Quran 156 times. That means it took them about 39 years. But imagine the impact now of this consistency. And we look at the great, you know, reward, the great ajr, you know, the great accomplishment, and no doubt that's something amazing. But even greater than that, the impact it has on yourself. When you're in the Quran, when you read the Quran 156 times with your wife, and no doubt it's going to have a huge impact on you. It's going to have an impact on your household, and it's going to have an impact on your children. Every time they see mama and baba sitting together, they're reading their daily word, the daily portion of the Quran together, it's going to have a huge impact on them when, as they're being raised in a household which is established and built upon the Quran. And this reminds us of the beautiful hadith of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, "Ahabba al-amal ila Allah adwamaha wa anqal," that the most beloved actions to Allah are the ones that are consistent, even if they're small in number. And that's how we accomplish big goals like this. We don't put big targets, make a small target, but we're consistent. And like this, we see what the Shaykh was able to do with his wife, mashallah, tabarakallah. They read the Quran together, cover to cover, 156 times.